Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Outland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 281, season 12. Today's date is December 3rd, 2023, and welcome to the program. Yes, I'm back for another show. On today's program, I'm doing something that's Christmassy and something not Christmassy. The first one is I'm going to talk about my memories of that TV show, Rock on Chicago, that aired on WLS TV Channel 7 in Chicago. That was like a music video program, just like Friday Night Videos, but it was local. It was a local show. And I'll talk about that. And also, I will talk about, I've talked about this before, maybe last year or the year before, probably, is the Santa and the snowman mold dolls from Pope Brothers appliance stores. I asked people yesterday on my social media accounts, did you have a Santa one? Did you have a snowman one? Did you have both? And I asked people to respond, and the responses have been very nice, very overwhelming, and it's wonderful. And they share, and a lot of people share their memories of that. So I'll discuss about that. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Ronco Ice Cream Maker. I remember this product. And this is a commercial from 1978. It aired around Christmas time. I remember this very well. And so sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show. Thank you, everyone.
Introducing the Ronco ice cream machine. It makes the best ice cream you've ever tasted. Why?
Because it's homemade.
It's lots of fun and everyone can join in. Simply add cream and your favorite fresh fruits and nuts. You can make cherry vanilla, chocolate ripple, any flavor. The Ronco ice cream machine works automatically while it's in your freezer. It makes a quart and a half of delicious ice cream. A perfect Christmas gift, and it's only $12.88.
The perfect Christmas gift, available at these stores.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Ronco Ice Cream Maker. It was one of the most popular products at that time. The company was founded by Ron Popeil. I talk about him on a podcast episode a long time ago. I think I talked about him when he passed away, I believe. And I should revisit that again, you know, because he created so many. Pocket Fisherman, Mr. Microphone, what else? The Buttoneer, so many. The Bottle and Can Maker or something like that. I could think of the top of my head. Smokeless Ashtray. I remember the commercial, everyone's coughing, you know, like that. Ugh, awful. Anyway, I don't know if they still make that. No, probably not. I don't think so. You could find it on eBay, probably. I don't know if it still works. I mean, this product's over 40 years old, you know, and the commercials aired around Christmas time. I used to watch them on local TV, like Channel 9, Channel 32, Channel 44. Maybe mostly Channel 32 late at night. I remember that. Then they showed wherever the products were sold, like for example, Weebolt's, Zaire, Walgreens, Venture, you know, stuff like that. And So me, I love ice cream. That's one of my favorite desserts. You know, my favorite flavor is mint chocolate chip. I love that. But I don't know. I didn't see mint chocolate chip when I was growing up at that time, because this commercial aired in when I was in high school at Bogan High School on the South Side. And then I think Baskin Robbins introduced it, probably, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so I love that ice cream. I love that ice cream flavor. Excuse me. It's great. Yeah, there are others that are my favorite too. Well, second is butter pecan, but that's fattening. Anyway, so that's enough of that. Right now at the beginning, I'm going to talk about the two things that I mentioned at the beginning of the program. I'm going to talk about Rock on Chicago. That's a TV show. It was a music videos TV show, aired on WLS TV Channel 7 in Chicago. Aired on Friday nights, 11:30. Also, I'll talk about the Santa Claus and snowman molds, the doll molds from Polk Brothers Appliance Stores in Chicago. Before I get started, I'll mention two things. One, I just finished the book, The Loop Files. That's the history of the Loop FM radio station, written by Rick Kempfer. I hope I got his name right. Sorry, Rick. And I met him at a book signing last Friday. You know, it was on the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah, that Friday. And he signed my book, and I told him I would read it. And I finally finished it last night. And it's like a timeline of all the people that were there and what and all the events. Of course, Disco Demolition, Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer, Jonathan Brandmeier, a lot of people. Mitch Michaels was there. Who else? Skye Daniels, you know, and Wendy Snyder was there. Robin Baumgartner worked there. All these people, even Mancow. Danny Bonaducci, you name it. And I recommend this book. It's wonderful. And I just posted on this timeline to let them know that I finished reading the book. And I told them I loved it. You know, it was great. And all these recollections of people, recollections from people, excuse me, that they worked there and they saw some crazy stuff. And they mentioned about Chicago Fest 2, you know, also that, you know, Disco Demolition, you know, even Lorelei was in, you know, she mentioned she's mentioned in the book, and she talked about her memories of that. So it's cool like that. I also heard they're going to do a documentary, which I don't know when that's coming out, but I'm looking forward to it. That's kind of nice. I can't. So I wish Rick Kempfer lots of luck with the book. I wrote a review on Amazon. It hasn't come up yet. It's been days. I don't know what's going on. So that's okay. Yeah, I'm sure it'll pop up someday. Yeah, it's like, you know, the internet's a funny thing. Anyway, I just wrote that it's a wonderful book, and I was in three chapters of it. So that's all right. The second thing I want to tell you really quickly is I received a comment from a lady on Facebook, and she says she downloaded most of my podcast episodes and she loved them. And she was on the California Zephyr train and listening to, you know, listening while I'm speaking. And it's kind of cool. And she enjoyed them. That's kind of nice. You know, when I do a podcast and I publish it and people download, they're probably listening wherever they can. On a train or at home, when they're going for a walk or they're doing a workout, you know, they're on our Peloton or their treadmill or in the car. Maybe I should mention that before. Any place that's accessible, you know, so that's great. I had one friend of mine that when I went to church, he says, Pete, I'm sorry, I didn't have time to listen because I'm very busy. I told him that's okay. If you have time, go ahead. You know, I understand. You know, I understand. You know, people have busy schedules. You know, but if you have time to spare, go ahead and listen. You know, I'm not offended, not at all. You know, it is there. All the episodes are there. You can listen anytime, any place, any day of the week. It is there, which is great. It's like TV reruns. Like I Love Lucy. So that's kind of cool. And it was very nice that lady commented. Okay. All right, let's get started. I'm going to talk about Rock on Chicago. I remember this show very well. It was during the era of music videos in the 1980s, you know, when MTV started, then VH1 presented videos. VH1, I think it's like for an older audience. Well, yeah, I guess so. Right now, MTV and VH1, they don't air them. They have reality shows, huh? Times have changed. MTV shouldn't be called music. I don't know. I don't get it. But they have, how would I say this? Like when you stream, they probably have channels. You know, I just bought a new TV about a couple months ago. And they have channel. They have an MTV Classic channel. You can stream. You can watch for free. Watch videos all day long from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, whatever. Okay. And, at the time, a lot of people didn't have cable. So locally in Chicago, the two stations aired at first music videos. One was WPWR TV, channel 60, not 50. They aired music videos. They aired some in the afternoon, some in the evening, like 9 o'clock. I think the one in the afternoon was like 4:30. And then it was about an hour. Sometimes they aired in the morning. You know, I remember that when I went to DeVry Institute, they showed cartoons and they, you know, slip in a music video. I remember one time they, I don't know what cartoon it was, a Top Cat. And then all of a sudden it was the Eurythmics singing Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. I remember that like yesterday. And, let's see. So, and then, yeah, so that aired for a few years. The first show they aired was something called MV3. I talked about that in a previous podcast episode. That was from Los Angeles, and they aired music videos at the time. It was like from 1981, 82, and it was kind of cool. They had dancing. It was kind of like American Bandstand, only with videos. And they had artists who would show up and perform. They did that. And then Channel 66 got in. They aired music videos. It was called WFBN. Then it turned to WGBO. And that only lasted a year. That was from 1984. I think like January to August or something like that. But it was kind of cool. And no commercials. And so that was fun. And then they went into regular programming. But Rock on... Friday Night Videos premiered in 1983. I did a podcast episode of that. You can listen to it if you'd like. And then they showed music videos. And then they interviewed recording artists. And they played videos all night long, like for an hour and a half or something like that. But it aired on Channel 5 and WMEQ TV. Now, Channel 7 on WLS want to get in the bandwagon, and they got their own. And it was called Rock on Chicago, and it was hosted by Brant Miller. He was a DJ for WLS FM at the time, I believe. And then right now he does the weather on WMAQ TV Channel 5 in Chicago. He's been there for years. I like him. He's funny. He just makes me laugh every time I see him. But I listen to the radio, too. And it was simulcast with WLSFM and also the program. And it premiered on, I think what day it was, I'm not sure, August 5th, 1983, I believe. Yeah, on a Friday night, 11:30. I don't know if it was an hour and a half or an hour. I watched it at times, you know, if there was, you switch the channels Now, let's say you don't want to see something on Friday Night Videos. If there's a video there, you know, you don't want to see that. You just switch the channels, and then you watch on channel 7. No, there's a video I like, and then you switch back, you know, back and forth. I didn't have cable at the time. Cable came to my house. I live in Chicago on the southwest side at the time. Much later, it came about 87, 88, late 80s, like that. But it was a cool time. It was a great time with all those artists like Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, The Police, Boy George, Wham, all these people performing, and a Prince, Madonna. You know, they showcased all their hits on those shows, and it was kind of nice. It's like if you were out on a Friday night, you know, and then you got home early or you didn't go out at all, you just wait till 11:30, you know, and then watch either Rock on Chicago or Friday Night Videos, you know. So that was great. Before that was the Midnight Special. But that wasn't a video. That was live performances. So I hate to say that, but I did an episode on that too. Anyway, so right now I'm going to play a promo from June 1984. I got this from YouTube. It's Rock on Chicago, and it's once you start hearing, you start jamming, you start getting so pumped up, you know, with 80s rock hits. So here it is, a promo for Rock on Chicago from WLS TV. From June 1984. And I'll be right back, folks. Thank you. The best music.
Hey! Rock on Chicago is rolling videos. Rocking the hottest hits. Reeling with fewer commercials. Simulcast in stereo on 94.7 WLS FM. It's the heart of rock and roll. Rock on, Chicago, tonight at 11:30, only on 7.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the promo for Rock on Chicago from WLS TV, Channel 7 in Chicago. Those were the days, you know. You can watch music videos on YouTube, or on your computer, on your phone, on any electronic device, you know. But I hate to say this, but I like to watch it on TV, you know, like I used to. And it's very, you know, on a big screen, and it looks cool. Just like when I was a teenager and in my 20s, you know, reliving all that fun. And it's kind of nice, you know, kind of nice. Oh, I love them, you know. Music videos are still made today, you know, by today's artists. You know, I don't watch those. You know, I watch the old ones like that. And it's a great time. And as for Rock on Chicago, it only lasted about 3 years. I believe, yeah. It ended about 1986. I don't know why, the reason. I guess maybe cable was available to everyone at the time. You know, people were getting cable, and they don't need to watch that locally, and the ratings went down and that stopped. I don't know how long Brad Miller hosted the show. I have no idea. But I remember the promos, just like I just played. I remember seeing them on TV like that, and I think they did a couple New Year's Eve shows, probably. Maybe they hosted somewhere that took place in Chicago. Maybe they did. I don't know. I don't remember. But it's nice. So that was largely forgotten. But I have a feeling once I post this, I think a lot of people will remember that people my age would. So that's very interesting. Okay, right now I'm going to talk about Poke Brothers, the Santa Claus and Snowman doll molds. that were sold there at the time. And it was a promotional gimmick. And the time, I think they were introduced maybe late 1950s, I think early 1960s, I believe. And this is to bring in customers and bring in, you know, bring in more customers or our favorite customers, you name it. They did that. It was very successful indeed. And some people bought either a Santa Claus or a snowman, or they bought both, and they put it on their front porch or inside their homes, you know. And even when you're driving around Chicago, you know, in the Chicagoland area, in the suburbs, you would see them. And even at night, when you see them at night, then it looks beautiful. And then when you first see them, you know, for the first time, when you see them for the first time, you knew they were from Polk Brothers, excuse me. And so even today, if you see those, that's the first thing that comes to mind to most people during that era, you know. And some people still have them. Some people do, but they don't work. Some people are like, you know, to tell you the truth, I never had one. I never had them. My parents never bought them. I don't know why. Should have asked. But in the 60s, they were just hot sellers. They really were. But it was like a tie-in. But I think when you bought something, sometimes they were free. Sometimes you had to buy them. But I think they were promotional, I believe. I just don't want to contradict, you know, because I was very young when this was introduced, probably when I wasn't born, because I turned 60 this past November, October, excuse me. Get ahead of myself. Yeah, in October. So I remember stories my mom told me about seeing those, you know, when I was very little. And she used to see them in the old neighborhoods, you know, when she was on the bus or she was walking around the neighborhood, and she saw those a snowman, you know. It was in front of their front porch like that. And, you know, so I don't know when that ended, when they stopped selling them. Maybe, I don't know, late 60s, early 70s, probably, maybe, I don't know. But I know in the 60s, they were there all the time like that. And, so Polk Brothers, that was the owner's name was Saul Polk. It was founded, and he opened his first store in 1935 on the Northwest side. And the first one was called Central Appliance and Furniture. And that was located at 3334 North Central Avenue. And his brothers joined in, and they ran the business, and they renamed it Polk Brothers in 1946. And by the 1960s, you had their more family members ran the stores and all that. And it was one of the biggest appliance retailers at that time. You know, they sold TVs, refrigerators, washer and dryers, sometimes Christmas trees, too. They sold blenders, mixers. They sold everything, sometimes furniture. You name it, they had it, you know. And there was, I don't know if this happened to me and my family, but Polk Brothers, you know, when you entered the store, some of the salesmen are kind of pushy and they follow you around like that. I think that was true, you know. But when I remember when we went to Polk Brothers in Fort City in 1974 to buy a refrigerator, which incidentally, we still have it in the garage, you know, it doesn't work. I don't know. Yeah, so it's from General Electric. Oh, it was a good fridge. I don't remember a salesman doing that. No, I was I was in grade school. So I asked my mom about that. Was this man bothering you when you were shopping? And she goes, no. He was just asking, can I help you? And then I asked my mom, did he follow you around? He goes, yeah, he did, but you know, but he didn't like stalk me like that. It's, they were trained to do that, you know, so that's how, but it was a good storm, and a lot of people miss it to this day. They really do. And it went out of business on July 8th, 1992. Now it's the Polk Brothers Foundation. All the assets went there, and it's one of the largest charitable organizations in Chicago. And that's nice. You know, I don't know who runs it. I don't know if anyone in the family runs it. Maybe. I don't know. No clue. I have no clue. No clue at all. Okay. So if you have a Santa Claus or a snowman in your possession, I'm very happy for you. Just hang on to it. Just hang on to those two. They are wonderful. I think you can still find them in antique stores, but I guess they're, you know, overpriced and crazy and all that. And then, if you, sometimes on eBay too, but they ask a lot of money, you know, a lot of money, like that, like Cuddly Dudley. That's another one. That's a lot of people want. But if you're desperate and you want something from your childhood, go ahead, buy them. I'm not going to do that. And one last thing, I do have a snowman and a Santa Claus, but it's not from Polk Brothers. It's similar to that. Yeah, it's similar. I bought it at American Sales. It was in Bridgeview. Yeah, and we bought that about 25 years ago. It doesn't work. I don't think they work, but they're in the garage, and maybe someday I'll get it working and put it up front. But you know, we live in a windy city, and they blow everything down. You know, so it's not easy to, you know, pick them up, let them stay, and then they'll fall down again. You know, a lot of people have inflatable decorations, but you know, so far so good. This winter has been mild, so knock on wood. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay. So that's it for this program. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talk about the music video series, the TV show Rock on Chicago that aired on WLS TV Channel 7 in Chicago. And I also talk about the Santa Claus and snowman molds that were sold at Polk Brothers appliance stores in Chicago. Okay. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Overcast, Breaker, whatever podcasts are available. I don't know if it's on Sirius XM, you know, satellite radio. I think it was there. I'm not a subscriber. I have no idea. So if you have access to those apps, you know, subscribe and you can listen and you can be notified for future episodes. Also be published on my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog, if you like. Also, it's on my YouTube channel, Van Chicagoland Stories. Time and time again, people ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? It's also on YouTube. That's the easiest way to listen. You can hit the subscribe button. You can listen to previous programs and also get a notification. They're all there. And also on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Instagram, Reddit, Threads, and LinkedIn. So they're all there on those social media accounts. Yeah. And so that's it, folks. So I had a great time talking. This is Pico Stanis, your host of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I had a great time talking. Today is kind of a cloudy day. It was raining earlier. It was raining overnight, that is. Excuse me. Now it's going to be clear. It's not that cold. Thank God. It's not that cold. And I will do another podcast episode probably Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. You know, I think I could do one. I could do two. Maybe. I will see. So that'd be fine. I gotta think what I gotta talk about. But I have time. So we'll see. All right. So here's bye-bye for me, and here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.